Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden hosts 3 days of meetings in Washington for NATO leaders beginning today. He will hold a dinner this evening and a news conference on Thursday. The meeting's coming as new questions arise about the president's health. Here's ABC's Lena Moise.
The president's doctor released a late-night letter after the White House press secretary refused to say why a Parkinson's expert visited the White House 8 times in 8 months. Dr. Kevin O'Connor said the specialist was there to see military personnel. He also confirmed that same neurologist examined Biden for each of his annual physicals and reiterated that they found no signs of Parkinson's.
ABC's Lana Moise. Hurricane Beryl causing widespread wind damage and dumping 9 inches of rain in some parts of the Texas Gulf Coast. Transformers blowing as the hurricane slammed inward. 6 people in Texas, 1 in Louisiana were killed. Jury selection begins today for an actor Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico for that fatal shooting on the set of the movie Rust. This is ABC News. Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York courtroom today.
In a New York courtroom, a judge hearing from prosecutors seeking to retry Harvey Weinstein. The one-time movie mogul was found guilty in 2020 of third-degree rape for an attack on actor Jessica Mann and forcing himself on production assistant Mimi Haley. He had been serving a 23-year sentence. But earlier this year, an appeals court vacating Weinstein's conviction, saying the jurors had been allowed to see too much irrelevant evidence. Weinstein still remains in custody in New York. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Several middle school students in Chester County, Pennsylvania have been suspended over fake TikTok accounts impersonating their teachers. School officials wouldn't go into many details about the suspensions, but said local law enforcement are aware.
It's very hard to identify the creation of these online accounts, and some we may never figure out. We're doing our best.
Great Valley School District Superintendent Daniel Giofrido, officials say the accounts contain disturbing content. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. President Joe Biden will be in Madison today for a campaign event. It's his 5th trip to Wisconsin this year. Wednesday, Biden held an emergency meeting with every Democratic governor in the nation except Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Evers is scheduled to be with Biden at his Madison stop today. A 19-year-old Michigan man was killed in an Oshkosh shooting late Tuesday night. Police say they found the victim lying dead outside a home on the city's east side. An 18-year-old Fond du Lac man was taken into custody as a person of interest. Authorities believe he'll be charged with first-degree intentional homicide. And a nationally known civil rights attorney will accept the case of a deceased Milwaukee man. Benjamin Crump, who represented the family of George Floyd, will represent the family of Devante Mitchell, who died Sunday after being restrained by security guards following a disturbance at a downtown Milwaukee hotel. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids,
our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, Crispy Fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow. Otherwise, today, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 81. Tonight, down to 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. And we're going to keep warming it up. We're talking upper 80s, maybe even 90 by the weekend. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have it, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna move you up. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's
ball since I was a boy in Beaumont. I loved that town, but I just couldn't stay. Two-stepped all the way to Amarillo. Shuffled my way into Santa Fe. I just had to see the sunset out of Frisco. Golden Gate is great, but it ain't home. Give me a rodeo. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. Met a girl out in eastern Oklahoma. Her daddy was a Tulsa millionaire. With miles and miles of oil wells he'd leave her. All a man could want was waiting there. One night while she lay sleeping, I slipped away. Like no man in his right mind would do. Call me a fool. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am. That's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me.
Shop locally. Listen locally.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention. 'Cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell. She just might be your dream come true. The single white female is looking for a man. I'm not sure if I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white.
you get the message. If there's a single white female looking for that special lover, to put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Shelley Wright, single white female, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s across the region. Do we even have some areas of fog as well this morning? We have our ag weather forecast this hour. In our newsmaker segment, we're talking with Jerry Clark as well from UW Extension. Had a chance to talk with Jerry yesterday during the Farm Technology Days Media Day up at the Country Fest grounds. Later on this morning, we're at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, 9 o'clock with the Swine Show. We'll have video coverage of the Swine Show coming up this morning on our website at realcountry1430.com. Go to the video streaming tab. We'll also have a feed as well available on our YouTube channel as well. And thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. They are our video streaming service sponsors as well. So we'll kick off our 4-H FFA coverage with some of the livestock shows today. 9 o'clock with the Swine Show from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers, we start to move. Today we get an update on cattle movement requirements with Darlene Conkle, a state veterinarian with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Just a good foundation of good biosecurity and good record keeping is really important. We're starting to come into the season where we're probably seeing more cattle movement for a lot of reasons, the fair season being one. In Wisconsin, we see a lot of cattle movement just on a daily basis. You know, there's a lot of movement coming in from other states and movement within our state. In the Division of Animal Health, we concentrate as far as our rules quite a lot on movement of animals as a means to control disease spread. So if you can keep animals from moving indiscriminately, or in particular, keep them from moving when they are likely to be shedding an infectious agent, then that helps reduce spread. We have similar requirements to other states. A certificate of veterinary inspection. So a veterinarian has to look at those animals, verify their ID, and make sure they look and appear healthy before they're sent on their way across state lines. And that's pretty much a constant of moving across state lines anywhere in the country. And I can point you to a couple of resources, which one is the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website, and that's datcp.wi.gov. And if you type in cattle movement or animal movement or go to our animal health page, we have lots of information on what you would need to know to bring animals into the state, in particular cattle. And you can state what area you're bringing them from and find out the requirements. We're pretty consistent across the board. There are some additional requirements for certain states. For instance, if TB, bovine tuberculosis, is found in a state, or areas where brucellosis is found, we do have some extra requirements there. But for the most part, what you're going to need is that certificate of veterinary inspection, where a veterinarian is attested to the health of those animals, and official identification to come in. So the official ID means mostly some sort of ear tag. Increasingly, more people are going towards 840 tags, otherwise breed registrations and so forth. So that information is all detailed on our website. There might be additional requirements from certain states, as I mentioned, and additional requirements if animals are actually part of a rodeo, circus, or menagerie that's traveling from place to place. We may actually require in those instances an import permit for us to look over ahead of time before we allow the animals to move in. And that import permit is free. It's a process you can contact us for, and we can turn it around pretty rapidly, but it just gives us an advanced look. I do want to point out that if you're going to a fair or some sort of exhibition or a larger type of auction or sale, you're going to want to make sure you're in contact with the organizer and make sure that they don't have requirements in addition to ours at the state level. So any individual fair or exhibition might require additional testing or additional proof of vaccination status or something like that. And that is up to them. So just make sure you're checking with your fair or event so you're sure of what the requirements are before moving animals in. The other thing to make sure you check is state of destination. If you're already in Wisconsin and you're considering moving cattle, or you've got a purchaser out of state, either the purchaser or you or someone just needs to make sure that you're following the state of destination's requirements, because I can't attest that all of us are the same. We states try to be pretty consistent in our requirements, but due to disease concerns in one state that might not exist somewhere else, there might be additional requirements. So you can contact that state's Division of Animal Health, their equivalent. There's also a resource online called interstatelivestock.com, which we keep up to date and which is a one-stop glance at all the state's requirements.
That's Darlene Conkle, state veterinarian with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. For more details on their programs, resources, and the latest podcasts and dairy signals at pdpw.org.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Let's go, girls.
Time. The best thing about me is like a woman. Chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna let our hair down. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, 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 they're totally crazy. Forget them a lady. Men should short skirts. Like a woman.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Waylon Jennings and the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 62 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the September contracts traded. Now, August is still at 2043, September down 2 to 2071. October at 2050, November at 2002. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up 3.75 to 194, 40-pound blocks up 6 to 196, one trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day, cash butter down a quarter to 313, three trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 118 and a quarter, three trades on the day, dry whey down three quarters to 48.5 and one trade on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets, they could be mostly higher today on a turnaround type of Tuesday type of trade today after the triple-digit losses yesterday as some of the cash concerns continue to pressure the markets. But the trade's going to think that might have been just a bit overdone yesterday. So look for a rebound in live and feeder cattle markets today. Hog markets, they'll be mixed once again as the trade continues to grapple with the lack of consumer demand really developing. And that has been one of those things where the trade just doesn't want to move prices higher until they see some more consistent consumer demand. August live cattle opens the day at 184.35, October 185.30, December 187.25. August feeder cattle open at 259.17. September 260.62. October at 260.72. July hogs open at 89.67. August 89.52. October 72.52. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are moving relatively flat to lower this morning. Soybeans the following suit. And wheat markets are slightly higher this morning. There's still bearish weather ideas for corn and soybeans. And again, wheat trying to move higher after the big losses from yesterday. July corn steady this morning at 359 or 395 and three quarters. New crop down a half to 407 and a quarter. Cash in July beans steady in Chicago at 1174 and a quarter. And new crop down 5.5 to 1094. July soybean meal down a dollar to 378.50. July soybean oil down 40 cents to 48.60. Chicago wheat, July steady at 5.53. September now up a half at 5.71. Minneapolis wheat, September up three quarters to 6.18 and a quarter. Energy markets this morning are lower. August crude oil down 37 cents to 81.96. September down 36 cents to 81.16. Meanwhile, August gas steady at 2.53. September down a cent to 249. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 341, August 341, September 341, new crop 353. Cash beans at 1089, new crop 1020. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 368 and a quarter, August 363 and a quarter, September 358 and a quarter, new crop 362 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 371, August 368, new crop 363. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 343, new crop 352, cash beans 1097, new crop at 1024. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 355, new crop 358, cash beans 1092, new crop at 1014. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 376, August 368, new crop 362, cash beans 1132, August 1121, new crop 1040. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 343, New Crop 352, Cash Beans 1104, New Crop 1027. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 181 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 184, market cows 112 to 139, bulls 134 to 165, calves 270 to 940, beef steers 167 to 435, Holstein steers 190 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 220 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is known for her comedic turns on Seinfeld and Veep. But when the new dramatic movie Tuesday came about, she jumped at the opportunity.
I was immediately intrigued because it was so out there. It's really sort of a magical, fiction-y, adult fairy tale. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take this leap.
Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MVP's Pro Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not an MVP's Pro Rewards member? Join today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We're back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollers where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. Where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work, and we know how to play. We're from the country, and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Get off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way. We'll be right back.
I don't leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Last night I dreamed you were back again, larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how. Couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by. Even the words that I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. Can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. Fall like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees.
you. Can't close the door on like you. Things might be just as good. I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? Never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And this morning, Jerry Clark joining us with Eau Claire Chippewa County Extension as we get ready for Farm Tech Days, August 13th through the 15th here in Chippewa County at the Country Fest Grounds. Jerry, thanks for joining us. Well, when we recorded this on Monday, just before the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, let's first take a step back before we talk about Country Fest and the weather. I talked with Randy Woodruff a little bit. Yeah, he's got that sandy soil. He loves the rain for his corn. Meanwhile, the dairy farmer down the road, who's probably getting a little cranky with all this rain for his alfalfa.
Yeah, it's been a challenge, Brian, this whole spring and summer with the way the rain has been about every 3 days, hard to get dry hay. So again, that focus on trying to keep the alfalfa quality up when trying to get in between the rains. We've seen a lot of farmers shift to trying to chop, maybe getting silage bags or balage because they just can't get the dry hay. But in all of those instances, you have to be able to manage the bale or manage the storage. And if you don't have the equipment or the facility to do that, and you're kind of relying on that dry hay, that becomes a big challenge. And that's been our biggest concern this whole month of June and early July has been that. Seems like every third day we get, you know, at least a half an inch of rain, it seems like, and it's really been a challenge. But those farmers that are in the heavier soils, you know, there's been a lot of corn that wasn't even planted. So we're seeing that being a challenge, maybe switching, if it's forage need, going over to that sedan grass or some kind of annual forage that they can try to get for this year and then not disrupt their rotation too much.
Did you see any alfalfa weevil issues? We really had it in Pepin County big time.
Yeah. Yes, alfalfa weevil was huge throughout all three counties that I helped cover. And, you know, we see that every once in a while. But in my career, I haven't seen it that severe across that wide of a geography. So I think our inclination is the winter wasn't hard enough to kind of kill off those adults. So hopefully now that we're past that first crop of harvest, they're gone for the year, but I think farmers need to be diligent this next spring to make sure that if there's a lot of residue out there and we have another mild winter, that they're probably going to rear their head again next spring.
Talking with Jerry Clark with Eau Claire Chippewa County Extension. Okay, let's talk about Farm Tech Days, August 13th through the 15th. You're kind of in charge of the Rural Events Center, so what are we going to be seeing at the center this year?
Yeah, so in the Rural Events Center, my colleague Gene Walsh and I have helped coordinate that, and we focused on the nonprofits. So a lot of nonprofit organizations within Chippewa County that service the general public, but also, you know, focus on farmers and safety, health, and mental health, and those kind of services. So we have 46 different vendors within the Rural Events Center with those nonprofits. But along with that is the we focused on local foods. So those farmers within Chippewa County that are growing their own food but also selling it, whether it's nationally, internationally, or keeping it within the state or the community. So we've got a number of local Chippewa County growers that, whether they're meat producers, vegetable producers, dairy producers, those that are marketing directly off their farm, that folks can walk through and at least get an idea of the array of different local foods that Chippewa County has to offer.
And it should be a fun time, too. And this is kind of, we've been kind of blessed here in western Wisconsin. This is going to be like the third Farm Tech Days in, what, the last 4 years in our backyard.
Yeah, I think part of Farm Tech Days, something about being in the northern, north-central part of the state, seems to draw people in. So I don't know if it's a vacation destination or it's just a great place to be. And I think the northern counties, for some reason, really draw well. I think maybe you've heard we've sold out all the booth spaces or the vendor spaces. So the reaction to the industry has been great. So again, Chippewa County, yeah, having it in Eau Claire and Clark County in the last couple of years and now back here in Chippewa, it's just a great place to host this event, and people in the agricultural industry seem to enjoy coming here.
Jerry Clark, as we get ready for Farm Tech Days, August 13th through the 15th here at the Country Fest grounds in Chippewa County. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Scattered thunderstorms are expected today through early Wednesday evening in our ag weather forecast. Otherwise, warming temperatures and lower thunderstorm chances begin to arrive Thursday into the weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have a 40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. High 79 to 84. Relative humidities at 49 to 54%. Light winds becoming northwest at around 5. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated shower or storm. Lows 59 to 64, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, and light winds. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a 40% chance of a shower or storm. High 79 to 84, relative humidities at 45 to 50%. Light winds becoming north at 5 to 8 in the late morning and afternoon. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Thursday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Friday, sunny, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. For Sunday, mostly sunny, warmer still, highs 90 to 95.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
livestock can't fan themselves to cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Evaporative coolers reduce the ambient temperature and alleviate the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Livestock have a tough time staying cool in the summer months and can suffer from heat stress. Providing relief with evaporative cooling is a low-cost way to keep them comfortable in the barn and other livestock facilities. This is especially helpful during fair time when you want show animals at their peak performance and need more than a fan blowing the hot air around. Misty Wilburn is the marketing manager for Porticool. She says evaporative coolers are more energy efficient than air conditioning systems and have no coils or chemicals. Water is poured into a reservoir, or you can hook the unit up to a hose and let it self-regulate. A pump in the bottom of the reservoir pumps the water up and over the top of evaporative media.
So we have a high-velocity fan on the other side of the media, and the fan actually pulls air through the evaporative media that's wet with water, and the water and the air interact with one another, and the water actually cools the temperature of the air, which is then blown out the front of the fan. So the products never mist, they don't fog, so you don't have to worry about your barn getting wet or muddy.
What you buy depends on a few factors, such as the size of the livestock and the space. Small units focus on a single animal, and larger coolers can bring relief to an entire stall of animals.
It helps with not only keeping them a bit happy, but also it helps keep their production up, meaning they're going to keep gaining weight, they're going to keep producing milk, things like that, and their energy is going to be able to go into that production instead of